From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and China have formalized their ratification of the Paris Climate Agreement, a key step by the world's two biggest polluters that helps to bring the climate change accord into force this year. U.S. President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping announced the deal during a meeting in Hangzhou, which is hosting this year's G20 summit. Mr. Obama said the agreement marks a turning point in the planet's history.
This is the single best chance that we have to deal with a problem that could end up transforming this planet in a way that makes it very difficult for us to deal with all the other challenges that we may face.
For the Paris Agreement to go into effect, at least 55 countries, or those accounting for 55% of greenhouse gas emissions, need to ratify the agreement. So far, only 23 countries have ratified the accord. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke to a predominantly black church in Detroit on Saturday. The Republican nominee told members of the Great Faith International Ministries that they have a role to play in America's future.
There is perhaps no action our leaders can take that would do more to heal our country and support our people than to provide a greater platform to the black churches and churchgoers.
2 months before the election, Trump is trying to attract the vote of the African-American community, which traditionally has voted overwhelmingly for Democratic candidates. Many minority voters have found Trump's description of their lives to be condescending, with some African-American community leaders dismissing Trump's message. This